Chiesa della Dolorata, the Church of Our Lady of Sorrows. Legend has it that this church was built by the citizens of Marsala as a thanksgiving gesture for the performance of a miracle by the Virgin Mary. On the night of the 14th of July in 1691, a violent storm hit the Marsala area. The local townsfolk sought shelter under Porta di Mare, today's Porta Garibaldi, which then had a shrine of the Virgin Mary in one of its niches. The crowd was gathered in prayer, asking for the storm to stop. A thunderbolt struck nearby, sparing all the onlookers and only hitting a horse, from which a young man had just got off. The event was proclaimed a miracle, and funds were raised to build a temple to honour the Virgin of the Lightning, or of the Thunderbolt, as she then became known. The convict's square facade is subdivided into three levels. The lower level has an ornate portal in neoclassical taste, with the image of a pierced heart at the centre, symbolising Our Lady of Sorrows. The middle level has a window flanked by two niches that house the church bells, while the upper level consists of a triangular pediment. As you enter the church, stand underneath the wonderful coffered dome and you'll notice the optical and perspective effects it creates. In addition to the numerous valuable 18th century paintings which deserve close examination, the church also houses a simulacrum of Our Lady of Sorrows. It appears that this statue in cypress wood was sculpted by a Spanish soldier serving in Marsala in the late 18th century and subsequently painted by a priest named Donato. On Good Friday, this statue, together with that of the dead Christ, is carried out on a procession along the streets of the town centre, eagerly followed by religious devotees. During the Easter period, in fact, many religious and folkloristic events are held throughout the province of Trapani, evoking the Passion, the Death, and the Resurrection of Christ.